Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Florida primaries have really shown me how willing people are to vote against their own interests. Both Romney and Gingrich have profited off the foreclosure scandal. That's the whole point of the Occupy movement, that our candidates and our politics are so indebted to the corporate interests. And I just feel like we need to open up our eyes and see that.
Does it ever change? Say that again, Doug. Does it ever change? I'm all choked up about what happened in Florida yesterday. That's what we're talking about. Today's countdown, right into the heart of the matter. That's a caller who says after the Florida primary, she doesn't want to vote for Mitt Romney or Newt Gingrich. So the Florida primary results thereof and the GOP race is how we get started. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of how this is being handled, the results of it. Hosts and callers to 800-510-8255. I encourage you to line up right now because we have a lot of time for calls in this hour. In case you didn't know, with the pretty much all the precincts reporting in, Mitt Romney has a first place 46% of the votes cast. A couple of million votes actually were cast, too. That's good. Newt Gingrich, second. He got 32% of the vote. Rick Santorum was third. He got 13% of the vote. And Ron Paul got fourth, 7% of the vote. Ron Paul's moved on to Nevada. Rick Santorum is being asked to drop out and endorse Gingrich. And so I'm sure we'll hear comments about that through the course of the hour. Too much money being spent on radio and television advertising. Massive wave of ads to win the Florida Republican primary. Is that what it takes? Here from CNN, Dana Bash talking to Rick Santorum about his decision to skip out of Florida.
Why did you ultimately decide to come here to Nevada when the race right now is in Florida?
Well, because we realized that a winner-take-all race like Florida, where millions of dollars were going to be spent, and we were not in a position to compete on a financial basis at this point. We had a great financial fundraising month. We raised almost $4.5 million in the month of January, and our fundraising numbers are incredibly strong today. People are starting to realize now, and they're seeing the results here in Florida, that, you know, Newt Gingrich had his chance, had a shot, had a big boost and a win out of South Carolina, and couldn't hold it, couldn't deliver in Florida. I think they're going to be looking for a different conservative as an alternative to Mitt Romney now.
But Senator, you've said yourself that Florida was really the first contest that was the most like the country, had so much diversity in terms of the demographics and everything else. The fact that you couldn't compete there, what does that say about your electability ultimately?
Well, it's not a matter of being able to compete. It's really a matter of resources at this point. And look, we came from a shoestring campaign, and we raised more than twice as much money in the month of January as we did in the 9 months previous to that. And our fundraising continues to be strong. And we believe that, we're here in Nevada, and we were in Colorado, and we're in Missouri, and in Minnesota. And if you look at some of the early polls that are out in Missouri, and we're ahead of Governor Romney in a head-to-head, which is what it's going to be next Tuesday. And I feel very good that, people are now looking and saying there really is one electable conservative in this race. And hopefully the people in Nevada are going to, give a little different result than we see in Florida, and we'll keep building from there.
Now, things got very nasty in Florida. You probably weren't you weren't there for a lot of that, but they got nasty between Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. You're going to have a pretty tough speech tomorrow against Mitt Romney. You're going to step it up a notch or two.
Well, on the issues. And that's really the difference. I mean, I think what people are tired of is all this personal attacks on, how somebody made money and whether, what they did on K Street or what they did at Bain Capital. People don't care about that. What they care about is how what you're going to do to affect their lives and the size and scale of government and the freedom and opportunity to be able to, get a job and provide for your family. And Romney Care and its progeny, which is, Obamacare, is really the public enemy number one when it comes to job creation and the size and the expansion of government. And we're going to tie those two together. Look, we've run a very issue-oriented campaign, and we're going to continue to do so. We're going to talk about issues that people care about, and that's what we're going to do tomorrow.
Do you have to have a win in February, not just gobble up a delegate here or a delegate there, but an actual win in one of these states to keep going?
This is a long race, and you know, we raised today, according to my folks, we've raised over $200,000 online today. I mean, it's an enormous day for us. So I think people are realizing that it's time to coalesce, and you know, the bickering that we've seen in the baggage of both these candidates is not something that, that our party needs going into the fall.
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Santorum has a lot of baggage of his own, and so that probably won't help him garner the support of people who are focused on just beating Obama. Santorum couldn't beat Obama on his best day, and that's a sad reality of all of this. 800-510-8255. So is it true that money is corrupting, and if so, is Mitt Romney corrupt? There is a lot of money that has come from his pals. Does that influence? Are we in the same place? Obama sold out when he became. He promised all this, that, and the other thing, and then he's sold out. Do all of them just sell out because of the big corporate interests? And is it hopeless? We'll find out. You can have that in your mind as you queue up to call us at 800-510-8255. We'll have more on the campaign in Florida and Mitt Romney's win from the various analysts and talk radio people. And then, as I said, lots and lots of your calls. I think that's important to get a lot of those in, as many as we can during this hour of the Countdown Show.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra-moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
The GOP race for the presidency. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air 1st of February. the results of the Florida primary, moving on to Nevada, the advertising, all kinds of things that people have on their minds. And your calls are solicited input as well via Facebook and Twitter to the countdown. Here's radio host John Osterlin with James Parker talking about the two-man race in the GOP now as it seems to be shaping up.
So, you know, if you look at the Facebook page, and not ours, but if you're just on Facebook and you look at people, some people are so focused on this Republican primary. Like some of our Facebook friends, I see their postings. Not necessarily on our wall. Sometimes they do. But so, just when you log into Facebook, you can see what some of your Facebook friends have posted. There are some people that all they post about is Ron Paul. All they post about is Newt Gingrich. All they post about is Mitt Romney. And they're bashing. If they like one of those three guys, they're bashing the other one. You know what I'm saying? That's what they do. That's what they do. That's what their whole Facebook world is about right now. But you got people that are digging Newt Gingrich that are calling Mitt Romney a rhino, a Republican in name only. You got Gingrich calling him, he was calling him a moderate from Massachusetts. Now he's calling him a liberal from Massachusetts. And then Mitt Romney is shooting back at Gingrich. At the, oh, you lobbied for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I mean, this is ugly. It's ugliness. When you look at the real problems, do you think that's helping? Do you think the Democrats are just sitting back, just laughing? Say, look at these people destroy each other. So the Republicans now is down to two choices. Either have a liberal from Massachusetts, or you have some guy, Gingrich, who lobbied and made a lot of money off of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, which many of us think we shouldn't even have. Is that what it's come down to? I mean, there are so many issues. It's not that simple. But I don't see this as helping. I'm really into the spirit of debate. This is how I'm going to make the country better. This is how I'm going to make the country better. Not saying, well, you did this, and you did that, and you did this.
But that's what it always degenerates into, because right now it's about proving you're better than the other guy to be the nominee.
Then why don't you tell us what you're going to do, A, B, C, D, E, to get us out of this?
But you know what? Romney was doing that. The earlier debates and all of his stump speeches were much more about him beating Barack Obama. And that's where they feel like, you know, what's his face? Newt. I couldn't think of his name for a second. Newt and those guys were able to win those other things because they were bashing Romney. And as they said, like, Romney was playing prevent defense, and what do you know when you watch the NFL? All prevent defense does is prevent you from winning.
Yeah.
And that, but you've seen him focus his attacks more on his challengers for this.
It definitely looks like, you look at the states that are coming up, they were all Romney states. They were all Romney states 4 years ago. They really were. And so if he wins tonight, which it looks like he's going to, it looks as if Mitt's probably going to win this. And I know there's a bunch of hardcore conservatives out there that say, oh, Romney's just a rhino, a Republican in name only, and look what he did. He did Romney Care in Massachusetts, even though he says he wouldn't want it federally mandated. You could say that 100 times, but people don't believe him. And if you look at national polls, right now, who has the best chance of beating Barack Obama? It's not Newt Gingrich. It's not Ron Paul. It's Mitt Romney. When you look at all of the head-to-head polls, that's a fact.
And even then, it's not like it's overwhelming support for Romney.
No. I'm telling you, tomorrow, if Marco Rubio or Chris Christie said I'm in, they'd win. They'd win.
All right, so there are a couple of hosts on to this. From Fox, Chris Wallace has Karl Rove and Joe Trippi, who was Howard Dean's campaign manager, talking about the situation now in Florida.
We've been talking a lot about these exit polls and seeing what we can make of them. Carl, it seems to me on one level it's pretty straightforward. The top quality that voters were looking for was electability, to be able to beat Obama. 45% said that, and Romney beat Gingrich by 25 points among those voters. The top issue, the economy, 62% said Romney beats Gingrich by 20 points. How commanding a victory and how much of a boost going forward for Romney?
Well, pretty commanding, because the groups that Gingrich won can be counted on the fingers of less than one hand. I mean, very self-described, very conservative voters, white, born-again evangelicals who are a smaller percentage of the vote here than in South Carolina, and he barely carried those, and then very strong supporters of the Tea Party. But even, for example, among all conservatives, Romney beats Gingrich. Among all Tea Party supporters, Romney beats Gingrich. So, I mean, it's a pretty widespread, economically, every group, demographically, every group, a very strong showing tonight.
Joe. It's a big win for him. There's no doubt about it. And he needed it because it gives him some momentum. But the second thing it does is when you look at some of these exit polls and the question about are they happy with the field or not, there's still a lot of people out there, I think 38%, who said they wanted someone else to.
All right. Let's get more of this in a few moments here in the countdown.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Your friends, who are they in politics? The one that gets the ideas across that agree with you, or the ones who you think can beat Mr. Obama's thinking? Interesting. Politics makes strange bedfellows, as we know. Talk Radio Review, the primary in Florida. Here's host Michael Brown talking about Mitt Romney's win in Florida and how he's eventually going to get the nomination.
Super Tuesday is about a month away now. And Mitt creamed them in Florida. And before the Ron Paul supporters and before my friends who support Newt Gingrich, before the Santorum people, before you all start calling in, I want all of you to talk to me, that's fine. I don't have a horse in this race. I have said a bazillion times, well, maybe at least a dozen, that I will vote for my Diet Coke if it is on the ballot versus Barack Obama. I will vote for Mr. Bogart if he is on the ballot against Barack Obama. I will vote for whomever is on the Republican ballot. I mean that literally. I can't think of, I'm trying to think of the biggest nut job in the Republican Party. I'd vote for him over Barack Obama. Florida is a key electoral state come November. You don't win. There are a couple of scenarios which you might win the election without Florida, but you have to run the board in almost all the other big states to do so. So you've got to win Florida as a Republican, and as we saw in 2000, you've got to win Florida to win the election. Now, here's what I saw Romney do the past week, and what I saw tonight, that makes me think we have reached the tipping point of the inevitability of Mitt Romney being the nominee. One, he handled Florida exactly as he should have. He had the organization in every county. He went after Newt Gingrich, and he went after Barack Obama. He engaged the battle, and he engaged it, I think, substantively on the issues. He attacked Newt where he needed to attack Newt, and he attacked Newt where Newt is vulnerable. Newt has
more baggage than a Louis Vuitton outlet somewhere. I mean, Newt has every kind of. Newt has Tumi, Louis Vuitton. He's got it all.
All right. Here is CBS political analyst John Dickerson talking about the primary.
Newt Gingrich promised Florida voters the moon, but he crashed to earth. He's now lost in a double-digit loss to Mitt Romney, who has now restored his inevitability as the Republican frontrunner. He's had snowbird victories in New Hampshire and now in Florida, and he goes into a long patch now where he has a lot more money, a superior organization, and faces contests in states that he won in 2008. How did Romney do it tonight in Florida? Well, he won across the board on the two key questions people have been asking in the Republican contest: who can beat Barack Obama and who can handle and turn around the economy. Romney won by almost 20 points on both of those categories, but he also won among conservatives. One of the key arguments that Newt Gingrich was making is that he was the true conservative. Well, Romney won among Tea Party voters. He won among conservatives. He also won among groups he's done well with in the past, with women, with young voters. It was a thorough night for Romney, and he also can argue that even those voters who voted for Gingrich still liked him. That's not a case that Gingrich can make. One of his big liabilities has been in a general election where independents and moderates have a highly negative view of Gingrich, but that would stop him from ever doing well against Barack Obama. Well, in the exit polls, they asked, do you have a favorable view of Newt Gingrich? Only 55% of Republicans have a favorable view of Newt Gingrich. That's almost toxic if he wants to make a case that he can live on in a general election.
Okay, so we have your callers now. Next half hour of the countdown, all about your calls here.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage with formula.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a focus on Florida and your reactions now on the phone at 800-510-8255. Let's get started with John, who's a North Carolinian.
Yeah, I was talking, but you take her, what they're saying. Now, we have elected officials. They're elected by the people. But it seems like they're more interested in destroying the whole country than to get back at Obama. Obama is doing all he can to move this country forward and save Social Security, make it affordable for all the old people. But it seems like the Republicans are, they seem like they're just worse than terrorists. You talking about homegrown terrorists? What they're doing could easily destroy any country. To rebuke or rebuck against anything that a sitting president do, it doesn't make sense. And what do you think about that?
I think that you, well, Obama has done a lot of destruction himself, sir. And that's why there is this mentality you heard in the last talk host segment. A fellow said he's voting for a Coke, bottle of Coke, if the bottle of Coke is the nominee. That's the way many people feel. And frankly, I may be one of those people. I think Obama has been just a complete disaster. If you have not heard the results in yesterday's Florida primary, Mitt Romney came in first. Newt Gingrich was second. Rick Santorum was third. And Ron Paul was fourth. Here's Leslie in Maryland, not impressed.
I think Newt is kind of a space cadet. He's kind of way out there and has got a lot of baggage. So I don't think he's really electable. And I think Mitt Romney is a chameleon, and he's kind of scary because I think he, like when Ron Paul was ahead, he was basically parroting Ron Paul's speeches. And when at various times throughout the years I've listened to him, and I think that when it's time for him to run against Obama, if he wins, he really has some other agenda, I think.
All right. 800-510-8255. You are correct, Leslie. The Republican candidates are not very impressive. There are no Ronald Reagans around, for sure. Numbers. Yesterday in the primary, Romney got 46% of the vote that was cast. Gingrich got 32% of the vote that was cast. Santorum got 13% of the vote that was cast. And Ron Paul got 7% of the vote. Those are the numbers, the stats, the figures, the way it stacks up. So how's it stack up with you? Is your favorite ahead? Look like he's going to win? Where are the women in this race? 800, that is the people who actually shape a lot of the thinking. What are you thinking, ladies? 800-510-8255. Wade, listening in New Hampshire, where Mitt Romney has a summer home.
I watch these candidates, these Republican candidates, and also the news media in general, you know, saying that, you know, basically that based on Iowa and New Hampshire and Florida, that that's going to determine who's going to be the Republican candidate to fight Obama. I just wonder, what's that make the rest of our ununited states feel like when three or four states determine who's going to be the representative, and it moots out completely everybody's faith in the system just because there's another 48, 49 states that, what, don't have a voice?
Well, you're right. And there ought to be a lot of protesting here. People understand we complain about this every 4 years and then forget about it, like most other things, after the election is over. Okay, I've done my job. Your job is to constantly watch. If you're a good American, you're constantly involved in a discussion of what's going on in our country. And if you're upset, you're doing something to fix it. The major powers that be keep the system so they can control it. It is a disgrace, Wade. It is disgusting. It is despicable that after four or five of these primaries, yeah, that the candidate can have it all sewn up. It's not right, not just, not fair, not American. Primary should be had, should be held. All of the states should have their primary on the same day, March, first Tuesday of March or something like that, and then everybody gets a vote, and this damn Electoral College thing, it screws you, it screws the candidates, it is a screwed up system that is not American either. Needs to go, 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 go. Tom, in New York, you're on the countdown.
I just thought Mr. Romney had a nice speech. But I have to say, if he is the Republican nominee, the Republicans can mark their calendars for another defeat in November, just like in 2008 with McCain, 96 with Dole, and 76 with Ford. Conservatives don't want a moderate. And I just hope that his Florida supporters are as happy then as they are now.
All right, well, some may agree and some may disagree with you. 800-510-8255. Jim in Nebraska. Let's hear from you on the countdown.
Oh, I'd have to say that considering how much the media has covered him, he did pretty darn good. All you ever hear about is the fight between Gingrich and Romney. Gingrich and Romney, like they're the head two people. So of course, the other last two are going to do good. But here's the deal. Romney has got a lot of PAC money, which a lot of you people don't understand, that when Citizens United did their case in front of the Supreme Court, AFL-CIO joined them in that. So they're both together. Okay, so now Romney's got all this money to pay back to bankers, and he's got it to pay back the super PACs. Gingrich, well, okay, he says that he had a conversion to Catholic because with his wife and everything. Wasn't his wife Catholic when he was going with her? And as far as Santorum, everybody is so afraid that he's going to bring all this religious stuff to the White House. Always remember, everybody knows you cannot legislate morality.
Lots of thoughts in that conversation with you, Jim. Thank you. 800-510-8255. The fact that Romney and Gingrich are warning each other maybe is an opportunity for Santorum. Who agrees with that? Here's Ellen in Florida about the primary in her state yesterday.
It was tough for me, like a lot of voters, between Newt and Romney and Santorum. And Santorum, I sort of toyed with the idea of possibly voting for him. But you know, we didn't know an awful lot about him because the debates, of course, center around the other two. And I think, like a lot of people pointed out, the two, Newt and Romney, bickering back and forth and saying the same kind of issues with each one over and over again in debates was kind of annoying, I think. And it kind of turned me off to the both of them for that. But I picked Romney because I think that Romney seemed to be a little bit more stable as to, you know, his opinions about things, where Newt seemed to sometimes almost, you know, want to tell you what you wanted to hear, kind of like Obama does, you know, so that he could get your vote. And I know that that Newt's a strong conservative, I think more so than Romney, apparently, but he's got a lot of issues, personal issues and past issues that, you know, one wonders how well he would do as president. So I picked Romney because of the strong family and everything. I think that's why I picked Romney in the end.
A lot of bloggers on that same note there, Ellen. Thank you. Back and forth, was she? Were you one of those people that were back and forth? 800-510-8255. John's in Fort Smith, Arkansas on the Countdown Live. Go ahead, John. Let's hear from you.
Well, like you said earlier, you said that every good American needs to be watching and paying attention. What goes on in protest should happen when that gentleman said that it would rather happen to the other 47 states that
yep.
we don't have a voice.
Yep.
Very true, very true. But as, you know, as I stated, the average American is too busy working 3 and 4 and 5 jobs, both the husband and the wife, just to provide for their family.
So, John, you got to figure out what the important things are with your time. A lot of people are going to be spending their time on the Super Bowl between now and this weekend. Great time, wonderful fun. But if there's a primary in your state, you're in Arkansas, when's your primary?
It is in March.
Okay, so are you going to get out and work? Are you going to take, we understand a lot of people have 2-3 jobs, and that's part of the disgusting reality in America these days, but that is the reality. So in your spare time, will you spend it watching the Super Bowl, getting excited, or will you go out and work for a candidate that you think deserves your vote and consideration of others who are your friends?
I'll definitely work for a candidate. You know, and if there's not one, you know, this time around, find one. But I'll definitely, you know, the Americans as a whole needs to have their voice heard, period.
Yes. All right, so thank you. Appreciate your input. Karen, listening to KBND in Bend, Oregon. Go ahead, Karen. You're live on the Countdown now.
Yes, thank you.
Sure.
I was wondering about your statement about the Electoral College. It's useless. It's outdated.
Yep.
It's my understanding that it was the North versus the South to equalize the vote.
Well, here's how it really started. When America first was formed, 13 colonies, it took a while for all of the various representatives from the various states to get to Washington, or I think it was Philadelphia at that point in time, the first time around, so their votes could be counted. So they had to give them time, and they had to give them the representation, you know, you're carrying the votes of. In this day and age, we don't need that. We don't need anybody to tell us how Joe and Fred and Sarah and Sam voted. We understand with the technology what's going on. So the Electoral College doesn't serve a purpose except to control more the voting interests of the big candidates. It doesn't get Al Gore, whether you liked him or you didn't like him, really won the election. George Bush didn't, as far as popular vote.
But how do we get rid of it? That's
the question. You need to have a constitutional convention. There are so many things. That's why we need a revolution in this country. We need to be changing all of these things. We need more parties. We need people who are, all these people who are protesting various things. It's just a tip of the iceberg. There's so many people that are so upset, and with good cause, to the way all this stuff is being jammed down our throat. There needs to be a constitutional convention that changes, addresses these things and changes them. And if they don't, then there's some other kind of revolution that needs to take place so that people are really represented. We're no longer really represented. You aren't. I'm not, and most of the people, if not all the people listening to this program, are really not getting the representation that we have paid for.
You know, your vote is useless.
It is.
It may or may not get counted, but
right.
We need to have some direction as people,
how we
get started.
How you get started is to focus on getting a constitutional convention. When the conventions take place this summer, the Democrat and Republican conventions, there ought to be a lot of focus, and I'm sure that they have, like most other conventions, they have breakdown, breakout rooms. You go to this room to study this sort of thing and that room to study another sort of thing. So the people who are there can start the roots of the Constitutional Convention, because many of these people are upset. They're going to want to change things as well. That's how that gets started. And it may be that it starts in the street like it did in the Middle East, where all of the Arab Spring protests took place. It may be that that's what has to happen. Remember what happened in Los Angeles any number of years ago and other cities around the country as well during the Vietnam War. These sorts of things need to take place. There need to be more of them. And it's just a question of it starts at the grassroots, like somebody running for the school committee. Okay, you're upset. What are we doing? It's got to be on the local level. You got to clean that up first. It's a big problem, but it's worth it, isn't it? Isn't saving the country worth working?
Well, yes, and I think many of us are willing to lend a hand. But such as the violence in Oakland, I want nothing to do with it.
No, we don't need violence. You can easily put your point across. The police and those who are in power. You saw what happened in Washington. There was a threat. That they were going to throw all the protesters out, and then, in fact, that didn't happen because they realized there's a potent power here. Karen, thank you for your call. This is The Countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-654-6449. That's 1-800-654-6449. 1-800-654-6449.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
800. That's happened twice to me in this hour. 800-510-8255. I got to be authoritative, right, as those to this program. It's 51 past the hour. More of your calls about the Florida primary, front and center in a moment.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Done. We're counting down what America's talking about.
Oh, we are.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, yes, yes. 800-510-8255. One of the great things about studying the world of conversation radio, the spoken word formats, the political shows especially, but I think in all of the back and forth, many conversations lead to many conversations. So the major focus here, the core of our conversation in this hour and today in the countdown have been the results of the Florida primary and politics in general. But every once in a while, somebody, in this case, I guess it was me, because I think the Electoral College is a horrible, outdated, it's miserable in that your vote doesn't count oftentimes, as it doesn't count in the primaries because we don't have a day for primaries. I say to everybody, get out and vote because the real election is the primary. And then often, you know, it isn't, you can go down to the convention with basically all the votes in your pocket by the time you've done four or five states, which isn't right. So then there are people who disagree, and that's what makes this such a healthy exchange, because we ought not to all agree. Chris does not agree with me on the Electoral College, I'm guessing, Chris. Is that right, from Laurel, Michigan? Mississippi, sorry.
That's Laurel, Mississippi, and you're correct. I do not agree with you.
Okay.
Without the Electoral College system, there would be your major metropolitan areas where your heaviest populations are would decide who the president is year in and year out.
How is that, sir? If one vote counts?
Because that's where the majority of the votes would come from.
So, well, what is that? I don't know what that means. If one person's vote,
volume.
Well, Al Gore didn't necessarily win that way. Volume is volume.
The point is this, is we have a representative government. If we do not have a representative, then we have mob.
Right, so let's say
it's just the largest. If the largest number of people make the decision, then you would have situations where if you would have just certain areas and in places like Mississippi.
Where did you, let me ask you this.
Not even have to be spoken to, because all I'd have to do is go to Los Angeles, New York City, and just every huge area where the largest number of people
are. How is that any different?
Those people.
How's that different than the way it is now?
Well, the way it is now, Mississippi does have a voice.
You and I will disagree and not be disagreeable. All right. I appreciate your presenting your point of view. Mark, who's driving down the I-10 in Florida, you agree with that, gentleman?
In a way, yes. I thought the Electoral College was to equalize the number of people spread across the country. If a particular candidate only targets, say, New York City, L.A.
Mark, either have a majority rule, this kind of government works on the majority of people voting, or in any circumstance, if you have in the House of, in the Senate, you got 100 people, 51 votes carry the day. Why ought not that to be the case in the general populace? Why do we need somebody, if you, let's just say Mississippi is a gentleman just from Mississippi, he thinks that he's not counted. I don't know that I follow that reasoning. If you have 100 million people across the country voting, no matter where they are, and 51 million of them vote for a candidate, whether you're in Mississippi and you vote for Romney, or you're in New York and you vote for Romney, the votes go to Romney. What do you need somebody to carry your water for? It's not done this way anywhere else.
If that 51 million is only targeted in a particular area, per se, a Democratic Northeast or a Democratic West Coast, then the 51 million could be targeted by one candidate very easily, and the rest of the country doesn't get to count because one person can stick in, say, the large cities.
But you can do that now. That's what happens state by state now. Look at what happened in Florida yesterday. Who carried the day? If you look at it that way, Jacksonville, Miami, the Palm Beaches, Tampa, Orlando, those votes in those communities were more for Romney than they were for Gingrich.
Then my understanding of the Electoral College was wrong, because I thought it was to equalize the number of
people. No, it was to carry the votes. When it first was put into place, it was a way of getting the information to Washington. That was it. And this group of representatives, who are usually congressmen or whatever, carried the vote from their state. It's a preposterously old and silly system. Maybe there is a room for discussing how it ought to be done in the future, but the Electoral College, as it works right now, is patently unfair if you're concerned with a popular vote. And if you're not concerned with a popular vote, we don't have a representative form of government. We have a cabal of people who can control the votes. It's very confusing, but it's good, stimulating conversation to have. No question about that. So thank you. I'm sorry we couldn't get to the rest of your calls. Time's up. Talk Radio Countdown Show, 59 past the hour.